The title of my presentation is going to be Sensitivity of Grain Sorghum to Short Episodes of Water Deficits and High Temperature Stress. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Raymond Mutawa, Sudha Pisipati, and Mitch Tynstra. My presentation will be outlined in this direction. Well, first, I'll introduce the topic and then give you the objectives of the study, results, and I'm going to show you the results of two different experiments, one looking at the effects of short episodes of water stress, another one looking at the effects of short episodes of high temperature stress. We'll conclude and there'll be time for some questions. As you know that in the recent years, greenhouse gas emissions have been increasing and carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide and methane have dramatically increased in the recent years, and this has caused a change in the annual temperature trends over the last 26 years. This figure here shows that the average temperature has increased by about 0.6 degrees Celsius over the last 30 years. And in the same time, the annual precipitation trends have also changed significantly across the globe in the last century. And this year, the IPCC has predicted that by the end of this year, this century, the global mean surface temperature would be rising anywhere between 1.4 to 5.8 degrees Celsius. And on average, by 2085, relative to 1990, the surface temperatures would be about 3.1 degrees Celsius higher. And these changes were also going to cause a significant changes in the annual precipitation. Some areas of the world will have lower precipitation and some of them will have higher. So what we have seen is that there's future climates, there will be more short episodes of extreme events. These may be higher mean temperatures and more episodes of high temperatures and drought, or combination of both. That is why it is very important to understand the influence of short episodes of high temperature or drought stress on yields of the crop. So the first experiment was to look at the heat stress effects. Objectives were to quantify the impact of short episodes of high temperature stress during reproductive development on physiological growth and yield traits, and to determine the most sensitive stage to high temperature stress during the reproductive development of grain sorghum. And the way we did it is we had a cultivar called DK28E, and then we grew them into the controlled environment conditions of growth chambers. And the optimum temperature regimes were 32 by 22 degrees Celsius during the day and night time, and high temperature was 40 and 30 degrees Celsius. And we imposed this temperature stress at different timings. The control was continuously stayed at that optimum or high temperature stress, and then the stress was imposed 10 days prior to flowering, at flowering, 10 days after flowering, 20 days after flowering, 30 and 40 days after flowering. And we had 8 replicated pots in each treatment, and this experiment was repeated twice. And we used an approach of reciprocal transfer experiment where we had 2 chambers and a set of plants will be moved to a chamber which was at high temperature, and that will stay there for a period of 10 days and then thereafter it will be returned back. So similarly, at the same time, a set of plants from high temperature chamber will go to the ambient temperature and return back after 10 days. That means we're exposing at different stages the ambient and high temperature stress. And each transfer, we measured the phenology and physiological traits, and at the final harvest, we measured the vegetative traits and reproductive traits, which are listed here. Now, coming to the results. This table shows here the effect of ambient temperatures and high temperature on different physiological and phenological things. As you can see, the high temperature significantly delayed the panicle time to panicle emergence. At ambient it was 38 days, whereas at high temperature it was 66 days. Similarly, the time to flowering was also delayed by about 10 days, whereas then there was no effect on photosynthesis. Chlorophyll fluorescence was not that much affected. The relative water content was the same. That shows that there was no drought effects in this experiment. And the plant height, the most important here is the plant height was significantly decreased by about 50%. And leaf area was increased, leaf dry weight increased again, and the stem dry weights were lower. So these are the effects of continuous high temperature stress at that particular variety. Now, looking at the reciprocal transfer experiment, the red dots here are the ones which are continuously there. And then the optimum temperature, and then the effect of optimum high temperature at specific stages. The x-axis is the control 10 days before antithesis, at antithesis 10, 20, and 30 days after antithesis. As you can see, that high temperature stress at 10 days before and at antithesis significantly decreased the plant height. But the most importantly, if you look at the seed set percentage, that is the ratio of the total number of grains to the potential grains to the total number of actual grains. That's a percent seed set. You can see the maximum reduction occurred at flowering and 10 days prior to flowering. But thereafter, exposure to high temperature after 10 days of flowering, there was no effect. That clearly indicates that there are two sensitive stages to high temperature stress, one occurring at 10 days prior to flowering and one at flowering. And the physiological things which are influenced are the most likely the pollen viability at the flowering and the panicle exertion and pollen number of pollen produced when they were exposed to 10 days prior to antithesis. Again, the seed, similar trends are also observed for the seed dry weights, with the maximum reduction occurring at flowering and 10 days prior to flowering. But the difference you can see here is that post-flowering stages also the seed yields were decreased. This decrease in seed yields at post-flowering stages is due to partitioning, or decrease in the seed filling rate and seed filling duration. Now looking at the harvest index again, the maximum reduction occurred at flowering and 10 days prior to flowering. So trends are similar. So you can see that the pre-flowering stages, 10 days prior to flowering and at flowering, are the most sensitive stages to high temperature stress. And here's the picture depicting that. This is the control, and you can see the high difference at the flowering and no panicle exertion and very little seeds at that at post-flowering stages and at flowering stages. To conclude, high temperature stress delayed and inhibited the panicle emergence, and then periods of 10 days prior to flowering were the most sensitive stage to high temperature stress. That's a single limitation because you don't have enough seeds to fill. And seed yield losses during post-flowering stages were due mainly to the decreased seed size, particularly the decreased seed filling duration. Now coming to the second experiment, which we looked at the effects of drought stress, the objectives were to quantify the impacts of short episodes of drought stress on physiological growth and yield rates, and again to determine the most sensitive stage to drought during reproductive development. In this case, we had three hybrids, and then we imposed water stress by fully irrigating or by withholding the water at that particular stage. And we have four timings of water stress: one, control, which was completely irrigated, and we had stressed the plants from drought, from budding to flowering, and from flowering to seed set, and then from seed set to mid-seed filling. Again, the duration of stress was about 15 days, and we had 12 replicated pots, and this experiment was repeated twice. And again, all the physiological and phenological traits were measured using standard protocols. The results here, this one, the four bars represent the four stages of stress, and for seed set, you can see that the maximum reduction of seed set occurred when the stress occurred at flowering to seed set. Again, it suggests that the pollen viability or the ability of pollen to fertilize was the critical thing here. And that was observed in all the three hybrids which we saw, the maximum reduction occurring at flowering to seed set. And the same thing was also shown in the seed yield reduction, which was maximum at the stage of flowering to seed set. Whereas you can also see some reduction in the seed yield at post-flowering stages from seed set to mid-seed fill. Again, that is because of the influence on the seed size caused by seed filling duration and rate of seed filling. When it comes to the growth habits, you can see there's no effect of a slight decrease in plant height, but not much. Whereas the leaf dry weights, the red bar, which is when the stress was occurring from flowering to seed set, has actually higher leaf dry weights and higher stem dry weights. And that was the point where you actually saw the lowest seed numbers and seed size. That means there's a partitioning change occurring at under drought stress. So there's really resource allocation is very important. If there are no seeds or no sink, then because the photosynthesis was not that much affected, the photosynthesis were being used up by the leaf, for the leaf growth and stem growth. So that clearly demonstrates that the resource allocation is very important under drought stress. Again, to conclude this part, the drought stress at flowering results lower seed set and thus seed use. That's a single limitation. And drought caused significant changes in resource allocation depending upon the time of stress and the sink strength. And the seed yield losses due to post-flowering stages were due mainly to decreased seed size, again, sink limitation. And I'd like to acknowledge the Kansas Grain Circum Commission for funding this support. With that, I'll take any questions.